Welcome back to Head Games Radio with Len Dawson, Rich Cimini. Rich Cimini, the Jets are finding a way to win with a young coach. Tell us about the game yesterday.
Yeah, the Jets not too surprising. It was kind of a matter-of-fact victory for the Jets. They got off to a little bit of a slow start, but they really were intent on throwing the ball. Chad Pennington had been in a slump over the last few games and really played well, came back, threw the ball with authority, had hit his receivers. They had two 100-yard receivers in the game. Scary moment for Jet fans. Chad in the third quarter was squashed by 290-pound and Mario Williams, and he was laying on the ground motionless for a couple of seconds, and it looked like he had landed on his surgically repaired right shoulder. So everyone in the stadium, obviously, was kind of a hush fell over the stadium, and it turned out he got the wind knocked out of him, which was scary enough for him. He had trouble breathing there for about 30 seconds, but, you know, all things considered, the Jets dodged a huge bullet there. So with a healthy Pennington and an improving defense, I think that could be a factor down the stretch.
Well, thanks for joining us, young man. And if you want to check out Rich Cimini's with the New York Daily News every day. Thanks, Rich.
You're welcome, Nick.
Thank you, sir. Len Dawson, a bunch of quarterbacks that are hot and a bunch that are not, particularly Michael Vick. He's giving the finger to the crowd yesterday. Pretty sad story in the last four games for Atlanta.
Whatever happened to class, you know? You see so little of it anymore. When I see a Tomlinson with San Diego, that's a breath of fresh air because he scores a touchdown, hands the ball to the referee, goes to the sidelines with the anticipation of doing it again, and generally he does. But, you know, you got to get a little more class in the National Football League.
Well, thank you for joining us, as always, with the Chiefs Football Network. Len Dawson, Hall of Famer on and off the field. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Appreciate it, Lenny. This week we've got a great lineup coming up. Tomorrow we'll have Michael Wilbon from ESPN's Pardon the Interruption and Morton Anderson, the ageless one, to talk about the situation in Atlanta. Wednesday we'll have Rick Bucher with Seth Joyner. Thursday we're working on Chris Mortensen and Vinny Del Negro of the Suns. And Friday, Tom Jackson, talking about the NFL and also youth sports. Thanks for listening to Head Games Radio. Go to headgamesradio.com for all the highlights. You're listening to Head Games on Sports Byline Network and Sirius Satellite, Channel 122. See you tomorrow.